Let's chat. Radio Disney's DJ Shal talks to special guests from around the bay with something to say. Let's find out who we've got today on Let's Chat.
What's up, Bay Area? It's DJ Shal here on Let's Chat. Today is Sunday, March 10th, and I hope that you are all having a fabulous weekend so far. If you guys do not have plans later on today, you can catch the Radio Disney Road Crew over at the Cow Palace in Daly City as they kick off the San Francisco Bulls game at 1 o'clock. So hopefully you guys can stop by if you are in the area. Otherwise, be sure to check us out on Radio Disney's Facebook page so you can find out where the Road Crew is going to be next. But anyways, I have got a great show for you today. I've got two fantastic guests that I'm so excited to have here in the studio. And I think we should go ahead and get to it because we have so much to talk about. So today I am chatting with Diana MacDonald, who is the Vice President for Education for the California State PTA. And I'm also chatting with Dr. Allison Wiscombe, who is a member of the State Board of Managers and a plant genetic engineer. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm so excited to have you guys here today because we're here to talk about a really important topic that I've just learned recently is becoming more and more prevalent out there in the schools and really out there in the work world. And so it's great to have you both here today because I think our listeners are going to really enjoy the show and get a lot of information about what's going on out there. So before we get into what we're talking about, I would love for both of you to just tell us a little bit about yourselves and what it is that you do.
Okay. I'm the Vice President for Education for the State PTA, and I'm Diana, so you know who it is. And I am in charge of the Education Commission, which oversees pretty much everything transitional kindergarten through 12th grade, which would include STEM-related education, the arts, special education, any component of education. And in my private life, outside of PTA, I am also a school board trustee.
Very involved, huh?
I try to be. Yes, absolutely.
That's great. And Allison?
Hi, I'm Allison, and I am also on the California State Board of Managers with Diana. My paid job, though, is as a genetic engineer. I work with clients, helping them with their planning. And I'm very excited to be here to help talk to you about science and encourage all the kids out there to stay in science and join me in my work.
Absolutely. I'm fascinated by your work. I'm not good in it, but I'm fascinated by it. So I would love for you to tell us what the California State PTA is, and then we can talk a little bit about STEM and STEAM, which is what today's show is really all about. But, you know, we've got the California State PTA, which I'm sure a lot of people have actually never heard of. I know a lot of people know their local PTAs at their schools, but I bet there's a lot of people who didn't even realize there was a whole state PTA. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The California State PTA, actually PTA stands for Parent Teacher Association, and we are the largest and oldest child advocacy organization. We are actually part of a national organization called National PTA, and so we serve under the umbrella of them. Each state has a state PTA. So when you are actually a member at a unit PTA, you are a member of the state and the national PTA.
Oh.
So you're an automatic member of the whole thing and serving all the children. And so nationally, they have about 5.6 million members. And in the state of California, we have about 850 or 60,000 members. So it's a very large organization, all doing good work for children and families throughout the state and our nation.
And one of the great things that you guys are actually doing is you're working with Radio Disney on a program called Science Rocks, which we love. It is all about science. And we're teaching kids that science is cool and science is fun. And so far, I think the kids are really getting that. And it is all based around STEM, which I know a lot of people are hearing this word nowadays. And it's actually an acronym, right? It stands for something, isn't that right?
Yes, you're right. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And you're right, too, that you hear it all over. You hear President Obama talking about it in his State of the Union. You hear about the governor talking about it. Mm-hmm. And Superintendent Torlakson. And he's so happy to be able to be working to increase STEM in schools these days.
Now, let me ask you, because I also hear the acronym STEAM. And is that the same as STEM or is it totally different?
Well, we just add one important letter that's in there, and that's the A.
Right.
So we have the arts. integrated into science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math. And the California State PTA truly believes that that's a critical component to ensuring that children have that well-rounded curriculum at school. And we know that when we integrate the arts, that they do better in science and math and all of these other fields. So I think that that's one of the things that is so wonderful when we partner with Radio Disney, is that we know that you're extremely creative and you have that arts piece while also staying on the STEM-related issues.
Gotcha. Yeah. I've just more recently been hearing STEAM. I hear STEM all the time, but more recently hearing STEAM, and I go, what is the A? So it's arts. Perfect. So ladies, let's talk about STEM and, you know, why it is so important in today's education. I mean, science, technology, engineering, and math. I'm going to be honest, when I was in school, definitely not my favorite areas to study. And, you know, nowadays, it seems like it is all over the place. And when I was in school, it really didn't seem like I was learning that much about it. So why is STEM so important for our kids to be learning about?
It's so important because it touches on every area of life. Just think, if you are going to the store and you're trying to figure out how much you're going to pay for your groceries, you're using science skills, you're using math skills. You're on your iPad, you're on your computer. You need the technology skills to be able to use those devices, to know what's going on, to get connected with your friends on the internet. You need to be able to have all the skills that science, technology, engineering, and math provide. Remember always that it's not a scary thing. You're doing it all the time. You're using those skills every day. You're doing it without thinking about it. And don't be put off because somebody suddenly says you're doing technology or you're doing math or you're doing engineering. You're doing it anyway. So just keep on doing it and go in and learn that stuff. Learn how to type, learn how to use your computer, because you will always use that through the rest of your life.
No, it's so true. And you're right. It really is all around us. And it is funny to kind of think how we use it. So much of the time you hear technology has evolved, technology has evolved, but technology really wouldn't be evolving without the science and the math and the engineering behind it. And I think that's forgotten so much of the time, you know, but it is amazing how much science is all around us. And that's what we've actually been teaching the kids at our assemblies. Sciences and so many different things, as is math, as is engineering and technology. Now, it's also not just for the education, but also for the work world. I mean, in careers, a lot of careers now, especially out here in the Bay Area. I mean, Silicon Valley is so huge with booming technology industry out there. But it's not just out there in Silicon Valley, all around us, you know, careers are really incorporating STEM. And so obviously, I would think that's a big part of why you want to educate the kids too, to get them ready for the careers.
That's really true. And it's particularly important now that everybody realize that science is through everything. The number of science careers is increasing faster than any other employment. It really is true. And it's, you can look at the figures and you can see that there is going to be a severe shortage of young people coming out of college and coming out of high school with the skills needed in the scientific industries. And it's not just science. It's not the traditional science. It's things like medicine, health fields. All of those fields are requiring workers. And it isn't just for people who have PhDs like me. It is for the kid that comes out of high school who can go and learn how to be a medical technician or can learn how to be a medical transcriptionist or how to run the big machines that are needed to do the genetic engineering. All of those people are required. And at the moment, a lot of that training is done overseas. So the other countries are getting those skills and the American kids are being left behind. It's changing though. There's a lot going on to bring those programs and bring those opportunities to the K through 12 level kids to prepare them to go on to do the training that they need for these jobs. So, you know, if you're in school right now, don't just think that to be in science, you have to be a scientist. You have to go and get a bachelor's or you have to get a master's, a PhD. There is many, many things you can do with going from high school straight into jobs or having some special training to be able to get a really worthwhile, full-time, well-paid job in the science, technology, engineering fields.
Well, and I think that's great that you mentioned that, because I think so many of the times kids think, or they associate, well, science, I'm going to be a scientist. And that's not the only job that can come out of learning about science. So that's a great point to mention. Now, we know that STEM is preparing our kids for the work world, but parents have got to be involved as well. I always say kids will learn from, they learn from their parents. Not only did they learn from their teachers and from their peers, but they learn from their parents, and they really emulate their parents. And so for me, I would think that it's really important for parents to get involved with STEM as well. Would you guys agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think parents are our children's first teachers.
Right.
So if it's kind of a proven statistic, when you read a lot at home, even if you're reading to yourself, your children will probably grow up to be avid readers as well. So if you're doing something, even cooking, you can have your child cook along with you a meal and have them measuring and getting the components and ingredients together. And that is scientific, actually. And so that's just one way that parents can do something at home to support STEM and to be able to have them figure out when they go to that grocery store, what are the ingredients needed and how much they're going to need,
right?
Or how much money is this going to cost them? But parents need to know what their children's need. And that's one of the greatest things that PTA does, is we help parents become advocates for their own children. And by being an advocate for your own child, you then can advocate for all. And that's one of the greatest things that we are able to do, I think. And so one of the things that we do want parents to know is that STEM is critical. We know the arts are critical. And what do they need to ask when they go to their school of how are these things being integrated into the classroom? Or what can I do at home to support this? And there's all kinds of things that they can do.
It's great to know. I mean, I think so few of the times parents are reluctant to ask, you know, the teachers, what can I do at home, you know? And I know the teachers, they teach the kids in class, and the kids will go home and they'll teach their parents. But it is important for the parents to try to get involved and show that they're interested and want to find out more. So I think that it is great that the PTA is working with the parents as well on trying to educate them on STEM, because it is important for both the parents and the kids, as you said.
Yeah, we are trying to provide simple things that parents and teachers, or parents nights, science nights, things that people can do, very simple, that doesn't require any specific training, that they can just, you know, run a little program during a PTA meeting or after school program, so that they can, all of them, the children and the parents, get a little bit more exposed to what traditionally has been kind of, oh my gosh, it's science, I can't do that.
Right.
But there are, like Diana said, there are many, many things that you can do. Plant a little garden, that's science. That's what
school
I do.
Garden.
I do plant work.
Right.
And, you know, grow a little plant. There's nothing easier than growing a few corn seeds and seeing how they grow. Diana mentioned cooking. Perfect example, baking bread. That is science right there. You've got fermentation. You've got all sorts of things going on. Don't get me started on that. But there's many, many, many things that you can do at home. And encouragement is the main thing. Not to get, I don't want to say freaked out, but, you know, if your little girl, particularly, because girls drop off on the science road, if your little girl is wanting to build Legos and not wanting to play with dolls, give her some Legos. You know, it's all good stuff. So
absolutely. And, you know, I wonder if, you know, I had mentioned earlier when I was going to school, STEM really wasn't focused on as much, I would say. And I wonder if, I mean, there's a lot of parents who are maybe my age or a lot older than me. And I wonder if it's because they didn't really focus on it too much when they were in school and it wasn't as prevalent back then, that, you know, they're a little bit more reluctant to kind of work with their kids on it nowadays. I mean, do you think that has anything to do with it?
I do, because we know that science has actually been more of a filler between reading and math.
Right.
That it hasn't been that core class, and making sure that we're setting time aside for that, or setting time aside for the arts, or integrating science into reading and math.
Right.
And I think that that's one of the new upcoming things that we're doing in California, is we're trying to integrate how science, technology, engineering, math, that type of thing can actually be integrated into what they're reading or their math assignments. So I think that we're on our way to making sure that it's not a filler any longer, that we're doing things, you know, throughout the school day to support the importance of the science industries.
Right. And, you know, I was going to ask, you know, why is the California State PTA so interested in STEM? But I mean, I think that really answers it right there.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we want to make sure that children have that well-rounded curriculum.
Right.
We want to make sure that they're not just focusing on just reading and math. As Allison said, we need to make sure that they're coming out creative and innovative thinkers and ready for that 21st century, and that they are able to compete in this global market. And so if we have children that are more prepared from other countries, we just need to make sure and ensure that our children are also as prepared and have the opportunities available accountable to them so that they're absolutely prepared. And the only way we'll do that is to make sure we're integrating a lot more things in their school day. And the more parents know about what their child is doing during the school day, the more supportive they are to teachers. It makes teachers' job easier.
Yeah.
So they want to know that you're engaged, and families being engaged is really, really critical so that for the success of their own children.
No, absolutely. And Allison, you had mentioned that there's like little classes for the parents that are offered to learn more about science?
There's a number of different programs that California State PTA has.
Okay.
And we have different modules, we have different programs in a box. We have things that you can go and take to download off the web and use in your classroom or in the science nights. We are in the early stages of developing those things. The resolution that we passed year before last is we're building on that. We have taken that as being our call to action, that we will now, we know what we need to support. We've started to do quite a few things to do that, and designing those programs to help working with teachers, the teachers that we have on the California State PTA too, to see what people need and how we can build on those programs.
It is great to know that there are resources out there for the parents, because as you know, Diana said, it really is important for the entire family to really get behind STEM. And it's nice to see that there are things for the parents, because kids, it's something that they're learning in school, but the parents aren't sitting there in the classrooms with the kids, so they're not learning about it. So it is great to see that there are going to be resources out there for the parents that they can take advantage of.
One great thing that's happening right now is the California Department of Education, Tom Torlakson, he is really, really excited to increase the amount of STEM education in schools. STEAM education.
Right. Can't forget the arts.
And they put together a task force just last year, and California State PTA was represented there. I attended the meetings and represented the PTA on the STEM task force. And the task force's goal was to look at all aspects of science, technology, engineering, and math education in the schools and see what the areas of deficiency were, and design programs and changes to that curriculum, to the way teachers are trained, to how partnerships between schools and businesses to really increase the quality of the STEM education in school. And that report will be coming out, gosh, in just a couple of months. So watch for that one and see what is being done at the state level.
Well, it's great to hear that there are so many people behind this initiative, and people realize how important STEM education really is. So let's talk about what the California State PTA is actually doing to advocate for STEM in the education system for grades K through 12.
Okay, well, last year, Allison spoke about our resolution.
Right.
And every year at convention, we pass resolutions, which are basically a call to action that this is something we need to focus on. And so in 2011, our STEM resolution was passed by delegates at our convention, and that gives us the authority to actually work with legislatures to implement law to support these things that are so necessary for children. So one of the pieces of law that we helped support last year was SB 789 by Senator Price, and that was about a creativity index. And what that does is it integrates in this index of how we look at schools and how they're doing, how many things are they integrating into the STEM and STEAM fields, so that we know that the focus isn't just on a couple different areas, but that they're really integrating that well-rounded curriculum. And that was actually signed into law. But the authorities are so important, and our goals are important. So this year we have one of our advocacy goals is access to a full curriculum for every student that includes physical education, arts, and STEM. And that gives us some focus of what we need to be looking at for laws to be passed so that the budget at the state level can support what we know kids need in our schools. So the Education Commission has had their priorities based upon what our delegates tell us, and STEM has definitely been a large priority for us. We've focused on the Common Core State Standards and the Next Generation of Science Standards, which were released in January of 2013. And so those have been priorities for us to ensure that we're doing our part to not only get the word out to our parents and families of what kids are doing in school, but to our members, and then and even even broader audience to make sure that our public knows what we need to have in our schools to support these kids.
You know, and it is so important that as many people as possible can get behind this. I mean, so it is great to see that you guys are trying to spread the word as much as possible, because, you know, it's not just those who are in the schools or the parents who have kids in the schools, but it's everybody out there. I mean, STEM really affects everybody. You know, we do talk about the education for the kids, but we were talking earlier about how it translates into the work world, you know, and there are a lot of people out there who may not have really focused on STEM while in school and now are trying to get jobs within certain industries and don't have the skills needed and don't have the education. So, I mean, as many people as possible really do need to get behind this initiative, because it really does affect everyone out there.
Mm-hmm. I have a good story around technical information, because we're going to hear a lot about how children are not just reading literacy pieces that are focused on fiction, mm-hmm. but we're going to be seeing children actually reading more technical information. But if you look at a manual of, say, an old car, like a 1960s Mustang, and you look at a technical manual of a new Mustang, not that I'm partial to Mustangs, but they're kind of cool. So, but if you look at those differences, we need to make sure that children can decipher the information and that they can read technical literacy, right, and that they're able to fix the car, because I know it, whether they're designing the car or whether they're fixing the car, I want to ensure that whoever's doing those jobs is making sure that the car is safe if that was something that I was going to purchase. So just to think of the support of making sure that children have all the components they need to be a quality workforce, because your child of today is going to probably design what you're going to be driving in the future.
So true. So true. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, supporting the teachers in STEM concepts, because, you know, really they are the ones who are providing the education for the kids. And so it's important that the teachers are getting the information they need to relate it to the kids. So what is the PTA doing to, you know, work with teachers on getting the STEM information out to them?
Well, I think that, you know, the T is the teachers in PTA. And so we know that the teachers are the closest to the children, and they are the ones that need to be supported. We need to ensure that they're having professional development, or that they're able to go and explore their craft of how they can integrate STEM and STEAM into their school day, that they have the proper materials, that they have the proper equipment in their classrooms, that they have technology so that they can integrate different types of things for children, because we know that every child does not learn the exact same way. But the more we can support our teachers in this effort to move us forward as a state, the better off we will be. That it really is going to take a partnership of working together and collaborating with teachers. And on the Education Commission, we have representatives from our teachers' unions, and their perspective and what they're doing is so admirable. And I really feel a lot of times that teachers just don't get the credit that they deserve for how hard they work. And every one of them, when they start teaching and when they are teaching, it's because, you know, their love for seeing that light bulb moment go off in a child's head when they finally can get it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've seen it happen. And I think that that's one of the things we do advocate for, is to make sure that they have the curriculum in the classrooms, that they have the proper amount of books for students, that they have the supplies needed for art, and that they have enough time to be able to work together as a team. Other teachers have time to collaborate on best practices, and that should be celebrated and explored, and not at all thought that they're not, their day does not end at, yeah, at 3 o'clock.
When the bell rings, yeah.
Never, ever does it end at that time. So, you know, to support your teacher however you can, by even thanking them.
Quickly, as we get towards the end of the show, you know, I want to talk about what parents can do to support STEAM efforts at their school and at home.
I would like to please parents, when your children, no matter whether they're boys or girls, whether they are a traditionally, what we call a traditionally underserved minority in science, that you listen to them, that you encourage them. Don't push them to the traditional careers that you had when you were going through school. You let them go with what they want, what they love, and that you provide what you can to help them do it. I'm passionate about keeping girls on the track. for science. That's what started my efforts at PTA to push STEM at PTA, because it's sad for me that so many girls are discouraged, often by a casual remark that the parent doesn't even realize has been said. And they are very subtly put off staying in science, staying in engineering. Provide those opportunities for your kids. If you live in the city, never mind. You've got nature all around you. You can go out to a museum. There's most museums have a free night once a month. Go there, look at the birds, look at the, grow a few plants in your pots on your balcony, but keep the kids engaged. Don't make it sound as if science is too hard for them to do. I'm a living example of somebody who, a girl who, from a very traditionally unscientific family, came through and did what I wanted to do. And I thank my parents for buying me Scientific American when I was a teenager, because that gave me something to read and kept me on track.
And I think the other piece is to make sure that we're making learning fun, whether they're at school or they're at home, is that we can bring in those components and anything that they can build things with. Or if you're giving them a piece of cardboard and some tape and telling them, what can you build with this? Or perhaps, you know, doing something along those lines where they actually are encouraged to be innovative and to build things, and that shouldn't be discouraged, to give them something safe to play with at home. But I think that there's a lot of different things that you can do online. If you have access to a computer, there is a tremendous amount of games that children can play. And one of them is on NASA's website. It's under their JPL education website. And it is, how do you do your own science mission? And you can create a game for children to play, and they are design their own scientists, and they pick out their equipment, and then they actually will read out data to them on the planet that they go to. So there's a lot of fun things that you can do at home to support science that they won't even feel like they're actually learning, but at the same time they actually will be. And so having those fun art projects, and a lot of times we think that we have to buy a tremendous amount of materials. I saw one assignment where they were in first grade, they're learning geometry, those spheres and cylinders, and they went around and they found bottles and water bottles and springs and all of these things that were laying around the house, and they actually were talking about recycling at the same time. And then they built a castle with these geometry shapes, and they were with their children. So there's a lot of different things that you can do at home, and we have resources available on our PTA website. But to just punch in even on your websites of different assignments and things, and ask your teachers, because a lot of times at our school sites, there's a lot that they have or different ideas. And if you tell them, you know, let's do this project, or I'd be willing to come in. I mean, the arts are the easiest way to get parents to be involved or family members to be involved in our schools. So we've done a tremendous amount of work on the SMARTS program, which is a 7-week-long program that parents and students go to in the evenings. And it's our family engagement program, but it also teaches parents about the school system. And they would not traditionally be parents, perhaps, that are involved in everyday school activities. And, you know, it doesn't always matter that you are the PTA president or a vice president. We want you to be involved and engaged in your child's education. And involvement comes in many different ways. So we want to make sure and encourage whatever you can do, even asking your child about their homework assignment or having them explain to you what they're doing in the school day really, really helps them to recall what they've done it and helps them to learn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, would you give us the website for the California PTA or anywhere else, any other websites that you want to give to us that our parents, our teachers, anyone out there listening can go to get some resources here on STEM?
Sure. You could always go to www.capta.org. And you can also go to the National PTA website at www.pta.org.
Perfect. Well, that is so great. And ladies, we are just about out of time here. So before we go, do you guys have any last minute words that you want to give to our listeners out there about STEM?
I just want to say, just enjoy it, keep at it, don't be put off. It is something that's a lot of fun, and you will have a great time earning good money no matter what your education level is.
I just want to thank you for having us in this partnership, and we are so encouraged to be able to get the word out that science does in fact rock.
Science does rock. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for being here today. We really appreciate you coming on the show to talk about all of the STEM efforts that the California PTA is doing and why it is so important out there. So thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, that does it for us here today on Let's Chat. I hope that you all enjoyed the show. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to chatting with all of you next time. Take care, everyone.
Let's Chat, right here on Radio Disney AM 1310.